we are speaking about friendship and choosing friends and being a good friend and needing friends. David HaMelech here is pointing out to us, as he does in many places, and I wanted to know how you have felt about it. Jews are to be friends with Jews. Many times I've heard from my students that in the traveling that they did before they landed in Iran, there would be any place in the world, and if they saw another Jew, they met another person who they knew or thought were Jewish, they felt an immediate bond. Much more so than I'm an American, you meet an American, a Canadian meets a Canadian, a Jew meeting a Jew, there was some type of an immediate bond. Is that so?
Yes.
Did you feel that? Recognize that Jews need Jews as friends. The real friends. Blood is thicker than water. That's the blood. One of the bloods of Jews is other Jews, not only siblings. I think that people in this generation have a difficulty with this. You try to be very liberal. Everyone's my friend. Everyone loves Jews. I love everybody. Everyone's going to love me. Even if they're bombing out our buses and our children and our home. Very hard. You have a special nisayon, a special test in this generation to identify with the Jewish people. Now, I know that you can raise a Jewish flag, Israeli flag, you know, blue and white, and yeah, hurrah, hurrah, especially maybe, to identify with the Jewish people. You have a hard time. Am I making a mistake? I once had a woman here. I don't know where she went, but she was a survivor of the Holocaust. She had decided that she gets married. She's not going to tell her children that they're Jewish. They moved to some very small town in France, and she brought them up as Gentiles. Of course, at the stage in life that I met her, she regretted the whole thing. Kids were married to non-Jews, and she wanted to come back to live with them. It was very painful for her. She didn't want to identify with the Jewish people. Why not? Are you worried about that? Do you have a problem with that? Identifying with the Jewish people because they're the people who are the object of anti-Semitism then, now, and forever? No. Yes? No? Raise your hand if you do. Do you have a problem with identifying with the Jewish people because of the eternal anti-Semitism? No?
I feel like sometimes I do, to be honest, but I'm working on it. It's like davening in the airport or things where everybody's not Jewish and you're the Jew.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to stand out.
Yeah.
In your Jewishness.
I'm not sure.
Oh, Hashem, you don't have to wear a kippah. We're talking about identifying with the Jewish people. Some of you are aware of it. I think that you really have to make a cheshbon nefesh deep inside and appreciate that in a liberal generation, it is natural that you will feel a little uncomfortable identifying yourself as Jewish. Now, I don't say you have to take a flag and go wherever you're going with a flag. We're talking about identifying.
Right.
We want to identify with the Jewish people, whoever they are. Jews should identify with Jews and know that Jews are your best friends. Jews are your best friends. If you're Jewish, Jews are your best friends. Now, I wouldn't give every Jew my wallet to hold because the Torah says not to do it. Even if you want them to be your best friend and want them to be honest, but there should be a pride. There definitely is a problem with identifying with Jews who hate Jews. You have to leave that aside. There's some self-hating Jews existing in this world and perhaps in this state, and it's very hard to identify with them. But I think under it all, if we could get them to admit the beauty of being, of who they are, they would also be a pleasure to identify with. But we're talking about the norm, not the extreme. Jews should They're your best friends. Even if on an individual basis you don't have so much in common with that Jew or so much in common with those Jews, they're your best friends. Jews should identify with Jews. Should find it. Find it. Like if you didn't know who your brother or sister was and you met her or him when they were 25, you'd look for the reason that they're nice. For the reason why you resemble them and they resemble you. Why do Jews resemble each other? How do Jews resemble each other? Jews resemble each other. How? How do we see it? That is true. Kindness. One of the middos that you should find. You should find. Again, we're talking about the norm, right? Ichi people here, ichi people hear me. But the norm, the center, by and large, find that a Jew is helpful, kind, compassionate. It's in the blood. What else will you find? Ambitious, for better or for worse. Mm-hmm. But it has to be used for better. That's your job. Bring it out in yourself and in others. Ambitious for the right thing. What else? What's that? Modest. Modesty. Chazal tell us Jews are modest. Don't walk down the Chov Yafo in the summer and look for modesty, but Jews are modest. And modesty is not only the external, the physicality, but in the entire scope of how we live, which is another subject for another time. Baishanim, Rachmanim, and Gomlei Chasadim. That's three things that Chazal tell us are the identity of Jews. Look for it. Look for it when you meet the unknown Jews. Baishanim would be modest. Rachmanim is compassionate. And Gomlei Chasadim is giving. Two different things, compassionate and giving. One is more feeling, another is more active, even if they don't feel. They will be giving more. Charity organizations are amazing. The Jewish charity organizations. There's a list in the phone book of the Chesed organization, the Gemachim, that exist, and we are in the center here in Kiryat Tzan, our center, the epicenter of Chesed in Yerushalayim, for sure. How many Chesed organizations? It'd be nice to have my neighbor, Hadassah Wiesel, who runs Yad Eliezer. You heard of Yad Eliezer? I remember when it started. Her father passed away, and she all of a sudden, and she was in shock, and she said, what am I going to do in his memory? Father's name was Eliezer. She established this, and kids would go from door to door asking for grocery products, and she would make baskets for them. Today, there are at least 1,000 baskets that she gives out every month, plus a tremendous amount of other activities. All volunteer. Identify with the Jewish people, with their pain, with their pleasures. Don't be a universalist, a humanist, and love everyone equally. No, no, no. Jews should love Jews more. Just like you should love your siblings more than anybody else, and that's a different subject, and we'll go fight about it another. Certainly you know you should love your parents more than others. There's one thing that anti-Semitism sometimes does, and that pushes Jews in the same arena. So they look at each other, so they have to identify with each other. Jews in the Holocaust identified with each other. The non-religious felt close to the religious, and the religious felt close to the non-religious. Definitely many, many episodes of caring for each other. When you know what your handicap is, you can fight it. You have a handicap of the generation of, number one, not being proud that you're Jewish, not being proud, not wanting to use the term, the chosen people, not wanting in any way to be different. There's so many things you're up against. Hashem wants us to identify ourselves as Jews and to unite with the Jews, and that I've definitely heard from people. One of my students said, her aunt said, as long as there's anti-Semitism, she identifies being Jews. If that goes away, she will forget about her Judaism. Now, people don't say it, but live that way. Love all Jews, even those who look different than you, who dress different than you. And we need to identify them. It doesn't mean that we invite everyone to the wedding, or we date everybody, or we even have dinner with everybody. We have to delineate how much we share our lives with people of different viewpoints. Hashem wants the Jewish people to identify with each other. It doesn't mean we approve of everything everybody is doing, because we identify with them, just in that case, or any case, philosophically, religiously. It doesn't mean we approve. We can disapprove and still identify with. If you don't identify with other Jews, you can't do kiruv. Who are these people that you're giving your life for, moving out to the sticks and giving up pleasure of living in town and schools for your kids? Who are these people? If you don't identify with them, you can't help them. I always tell girls who are not even yet religious, it's a good idea to marry a religious man. Torah makes you loyal. Torah makes you realize you're not in this. Your reactions are watched by the Almighty, and your actions are watched. You know my favorite joke? I say it's my only joke. Okay, you know it. You could laugh because you've heard it 100 times before. Two yeshiva boys were on a motorcycle. And they were going down the road, and there was an anti-Semitic cop, and he wanted to catch them in a misdemeanor. So he ran, rode after them for an hour, and nothing wrong. They didn't do anything wrong, strangely. So he stops them. I don't understand. A whole hour I'm going, following you, and I don't see you did anything wrong. One of the boys said to the cop, look over here for a minute. Said, sure, because he's with us. So the cop said, what, three on a motorcycle? You get a ticket. It's a lesson for life. Marriage is three. Sorry to tell you, not two. Life is with with the Almighty with you, helping you and telling you what to do, what's right, what's wrong. The only way to have to succeed in being a good friend is to know it's three on a motorcycle. It's not just you and her, or you and him, your husband. The Almighty is also there. And he wants to help you, and he will help you. Know to turn to him. Ask the Almighty what to do in the situation when the Arabs are chasing us. Ask him what to do in the situation when the Germans were chasing. Ask him what to do when the Yetzirah is chasing you. He's with us all the time. But the Jewish people are your siblings. Don't forget. That's my lesson for today.